Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Yesterday was a good day for the Kansas City Royals. Salvador Perez, Bobby Witt Jr., both winning Silver Slugger Awards. Bobby Witt Jr. has won a Silver Slugger, a Gold Glove, is an MVP finalist. Best shortstop in baseball.
No doubt.
Best shortstop in baseball. And he's going to be here for the next 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Playing at 119th and all, probably, too.
Okay. Here we go again. Oh, what a day yesterday was, man. Like, that was one of those days, I think, when we go back and think about, you know, the highlights of year one, that'll definitely
work. Well, tell me why you think that. Like, you say what a day yesterday, because for me, I went home and raked the leaves and took a walk. And,
I mean, I did the same, but I mean, so you have Mac and I on about 14 years. Like, I've been doing radio here at this station for a while. But my audience was always after hours, which is what Mac is starting to get used to now, which is, you know, it's a different crowd than the morning people. It's not the same. It's not, you know, people that get in their car every day and do their job 9 to 5, which I love and appreciate those people more than ever. But like, you know, my crowd is they've had their sports, right? And that was my job to come in there and give you something off the wall and kind of be, and then here I am joining Bob Fesco. And it's like, by the way, here's what people are telling me about the new location of the stadium. I'm just telling you what I've been told. I'm not trying to like be propaganda. I'm not trying to be this guy. I'm just telling you, here's what I have been told.
Yeah.
And then you can take it however you want.
Correct.
I am a radio host. This is a microphone. Here's what it is. And so, like, for me, my thing is that it's just, like, after hours, it was, like, I was giving news about, like, Tyrann Mathieu coming to Kansas City, whereas it was, like, you know, yesterday was one of those days. Like, I think that was one of those days where, like, I look back and I'm, like, this is where, like, the noticeable difference in two different programs can be, whereas, you know, like, another highlight would be like Mac's reaction to DeAndre Hopkins coming to Kansas City.
Yeah, right. That was fun.
Right. We even had people from the Chiefs organization be like, hey, that was an hilarious video.
Yeah.
Right. We're like, yep. Oh, thanks for, you know, watching. And it's like, yeah. So I mean,
organization, stuff like, I like that.
So, you know, stuff like that is different, but I mean, I wouldn't be anywhere else. I wouldn't do anything else right now. And I'd like to do 14 years with you as well.
That'd be great.
If they'll let me.
Yeah.
But no, that's just one of those things where like, you know, I get home and, you know, maybe once every 3 weeks, my phone will start dinging, you know, with notifications of something I've said or something I've done or something that's in reference to what I've said on after hours. And then yesterday it was just like, bing, bing, bing. I was like, okay, you got to go, dude. I was like, I got to go outside and do the yard work, put the ear pods in and just get it done. So, no, I mean, it was just, you know, it's just one of those days, man. It's a benchmark day for this show. And I'm glad that we were able to give people that information. Again, I will say this and I'll be honest with you. You don't have to agree with us. You don't have to like us. You don't have to hate us. But yesterday was just a day where we were giving you what one person was sent, what one person was told, how you take it, what you believe in it, where you think it goes. That's up to you.
Yeah.
But what we are here to do is to entertain and give you reasons. So when you walked into your office yesterday, you're like, did you hear what they said on 96.5 The Fan? They said there's a chance that the stadium could be in 119th and all. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Why would it go there? Or the other side of it was, you know, I could see that. Yeah. And it's not anyone being right or wrong. It's just information.
Right. It's just information that, you know, I said throughout this entire process with the stadiums was that when I get the information, I'm going to disseminate that information and you can take it for what you want. I'm not here championing one thing or the other. Hands to the sky. I want a downtown ballpark. Always have.
It's always
been my dream to have a downtown ballpark
and
in Kansas City.
When you get an email or a text or something from somebody that says, hey, Bob, by the way, they're also doing this in the blank bottoms, like, or wherever.
Right,
it is.
Yeah.
You're going to come on the show tomorrow, and you're going to do the same thing you did on Tuesday.
Absolutely. I'm just going to give you that information. You can choose to believe it. You can choose to however you want to do it, but it definitely set the tone in the city, I think, yesterday. Like, a lot of people were talking about that and whatnot, and they're still, are they really still talking about it? But it is, because it's a big deal. We want to know where our teams are going to end up, and I was a big champion of that downtown area, but, you know, Mayor L screwed all that up and, you know, didn't endorse a project until a Saturday before a Tuesday vote. Like, anybody's going to find that out. And they had the perfect spot downtown in that East Village location, and then, you know, politics got involved, as it always seems to do, and ruined things. And that's why I said on, I think it was February 26th is the date, because I remember exactly where I was when I got the information. I was on an airplane, and it was one of those, hey, you got a minute to talk? And I was like, yeah, literally a minute, because the door's closing.
And that starts now.
And that starts, yeah, right. And that starts now, and they're like, hey, regardless of what happens in this vote in April, just let people know that there are other options out there for the Royals and Chiefs right now in the metro area. So if this doesn't pass, other areas will be looked at. And people didn't want to believe that, or whatever the case may be. It's the whole F around and find out, right? And you wake up on a Wednesday and you go, oh, God, now they may move to Kansas. Now they may move to the Northland. Now they may move to wherever. And that's the chance that you took. And so the latest one yesterday, which I think does have some legs on it, obviously, otherwise I wouldn't have talked about it, is that 119th and Nall corridor corner there for the new ballpark where Bobby will be playing for the next 10 years.
And it's also the newest ingredient in the mix. Like, it's the newest, you know, pizzazz. It's like, oh, this is a location we hadn't heard. Because when the first couple locations came up, it was like, yeah, no, yes, maybe, no, yes. It was like, those were the only two we had. And then our buddy Robert said he was just with somebody who works at the Sprint facility, and they're talking like it's going to happen too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people there are starting to, you know, and again, that's the lovely part about this job, is that we're not right. We're just informative, and then you're on your own opinionated.
Like, that's where it is. It's this is not my opinion. This is just the conversation that's going on. I got a text from somebody in the know yesterday after the show, and it said Royals to Sprint, Chiefs to Legends. And I'm like, oh, okay. I think the Legends is going to get either the practice facility or the Chiefs stadium. Like, I don't think the practice facility and the Chiefs stadium are going to be in the same state, at least at this point in time. Again, and all this could change depending on if there's a last minute deal. Like, there was a meeting yesterday with the Jackson County legislatures. Frank White didn't show up to that meeting. How does he not show up to that meeting yesterday when, you know, everybody's, and it's a regularly scheduled meeting. They meet every week.
Yeah.
And according to the bylaws, the county executive is supposed to be there. He's not showing up to meetings. And now there's people are trying to get a recall to get him out of office. Like, yesterday took off wildfire, I guess.
Life comes at you fast.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I want this to end fast. I want a decision to be made sooner rather than later, so we can break ground and move forward and know that our teams are safe and secure in the Kansas City metro area for another generation to come.
We'll get into Cam Stewart on the other side. Not Cam Smith, our wonderful...
love Cam.
Our wonderful our promotions guy downstairs. So I don't want him to get all upset, because Mac's like, dude, I don't think that's the right Cam. That other Cam guy's super nice. I'm like, no, he is, dude.
He's like a total Cam Smith, because I was thinking of Cam Smith.
I did, not did we? I did, yeah.
Because I probably would have said Cam Smith, too, because he's a stud. That kid that works for us, I love Cam.
Yeah, he's probably listening. Like, hey, what the hell?
But no, it's a good time to go back and look at our poll question that we asked today.
Oh, my God. This is...
You ready for this?
No.
Okay. So we asked the weekly Fesco and Dusty poll question, who's more important for the Chiefs dynasty, Philadelphia Eagles or the Buffalo Bills? 83.9%, 193 votes total. 193 votes. 83.9% have said Buffalo.
Wow. Again, people just aren't connecting Andy and Veach to Philly. They just aren't anymore.
And where I bring this up is, I don't think that you realize that if Andy and Brett are not in Kansas City, that trade never happens. The records aren't the same. Like, the Chiefs don't... I mean, I guess the records were irrelevant, because the Chiefs still moved up from, what, 27th to 10th or something like that. But it's like, I don't understand that. Like,
I don't think people are thinking about Andy and Veach being from Philadelphia.
Born and raised.
And the playground is where they spent most of their days.
Mac, do you think we're wrong about that? Are we being blowhards?
No, I think you're absolutely right.
Are we being shocked? Pinky out, Pinot Noir, like you don't understand football?
No, it's not. I think that's the obvious. I think that the age gap is to such now where people are now going,
you made a good point. You made a really good point. And I brought up this in my head. It was like Nolan Ryan. Like when I was older, like I saw Nolan Ryan's last game in Kansas City.
Big fan of our show, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
You serious?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
That's cool.
I never knew he played for the Mets.
And because he played in 1969.
Yeah, and my dad was like, yeah, he couldn't throw a freaking strike for the Mets.
I'll be honest with you. I very remember that he played for the Mets as well. But like you start to think about it and you go, because I remember being a kid and seeing him with the Astros and looking and going, he played for the Mets. Why'd they let him go?
Right.
It's like,
well, I don't know, man. Like, it's like, you know, it's like you look at that and you're like, yeah, those things happen. You said Andy Reid. Some people don't even remember he coached for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right. Think about when you were 10 years old, like Xavier Worthy was when Andy Reid came to Kansas City. Mm-hmm. What were you doing at 10 years old? You worried about who the NFL coaches were? Maybe Mac and...
I was listening to WWE Volume 3, dressing up as Mr. Ass for Halloween, collecting wrestling action figures.
Yeah.
Getting kicked out of school for doing the DX sign. I didn't know who the hell those...
No, you didn't know anything was that. Or, you know, I was 10 years old in 1987, for God's sakes. Like, who were the coaches? Then. I mean, you don't know. Like, so we're getting... And a lot of folks that, you know, listen to us are getting into their 20s and whatnot now. They were little kids when Andy Reid was coaching in Philadelphia. I know it probably makes Andy feel like, oh, my God.
Just for fun, here's your rankings from 1997 in the AFC. New England Patriots, 10-6 in the East.
And who was the coach of the Patriots in 1997?
That had to have been, what's his face?
Pete Carroll, I think.
Probably had to be.
Oh, no, it was. Was it Pete Carroll? It wasn't Parcells then?
Nope. Okay. 96 was him because they went to the Super Bowl that year.
Mm-hmm.
The AFC Central was AFC Central.
Right.
Right.
Mac, did you even know that was a thing?
AFC Central.
Did you know the Seahawks used to be in our division, Mac?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The AFC Central, the Pittsburgh Steelers led. Can you name all the teams that were in the AFC Central?
Oh, no.
In what year are you talking?
1997.
All right. I'm going to... Oh, 97.
And so, I gave you one. So you got Pittsburgh.
Cincinnati.
Correct.
Give me a second here, because it had to be Baltimore.
You only have 60 seconds.
Baltimore.
Cutting back at you.
Baltimore.
That's there. There's two more you're missing.
Indy? No, they were in the East.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland wasn't around then.
Mm-mm.
Tennessee?
Correct.
Tennessee?
Wow. Time's up. Who is Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, that's right.
The Chiefs were the leaders of the West, 13-3. They had the best record in football that year.
Tampa was in the NFC West at one point in time.
Yep. Chiefs were tied for the best record with the 49ers and the Green Bay Packers. What year is it? That was 1997. We'll go to 1987 on the other side. Plus, we'll get into what some audio had to say about a fake narrative. I don't think that's where this rivalry is between Buffalo and Kansas City. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. It is your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics. 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back in to Fesco and Dusty on a Tuesday. Damn good day to take a nap. I'll tell you that much. I don't know if I've got time. It is Wednesday.
Yeah.
And it's like soupy outside.
Ah, it's nasty.
It's a good broccoli cheddar soup day. Good chili day. Know what I mean?
Long as the rain continues and gives my lawn enough water, that's all I care about.
I think, and it's a good day too because you just cleared your lawn.
I did. But now I need to get that front growing a little bit more and get ready for winter, right?
Party in the front, business in the back.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the other way around. Strike that. Reverse it.
No, party in the back, party in the front.
Yeah, you can party wherever you want.
Party all day long.
So I'm interested because we got a text that says that John Dorsey is the reason the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes.
Hmm.
I responded and said, do they really believe that? Because without Brett Veach, and they just kind of defended my take because I said, without Brett Veach, nobody goes to Lubbock and figures out who Patrick Mahomes is. They don't show Andy Reid, like, hey, here's the guy we need to draft. It's this quarterback right here. This is the guy, right? Like, he's got the arm. He's got the talent. The footwork can be fixed. Your offensive mindset, we can get him in here, yada, yada, yada. Technically, Dorsey was the GM in the draft the year they drafted Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Totally get it. But again, they responded with, Dorsey facilitated the trade up 17 spots. It was Dorsey. The only reason that he knew to trade up for that spot was because they knew Patrick Mahomes was going to go quick and they needed to get him there because of why they knew who Patrick Mahomes was. It was Brett Veach. Maybe that should have been the poll question.
Yeah.
And 913-586-7965. I am interested because I have this debate with my friends all the time. Who do you think is responsible for Patrick Mahomes? John Dorsey or Brett Veach?
Who's still working in Kansas City?
Thank you. But again, I really do. And this isn't me arguing with the Texan. I learned my lesson on Monday. It's not that. I'm having a fun, constructive conversation with the 816. Who do you really believe? Let's go around the room real quick. John Dorsey, Brett Veach. Who is responsible for Patrick Mahomes being on this team? Mac Morey.
Veach.
Well, I'm very biased to this one because I know the answer. It's Brett Veach.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yes.
Like, they were deciding between Deshaun Watson and Brett Veach. And from what I've been told by people over the years is that they brought Watson in. Like, he didn't know Andy Reid's name. So they were like, all right.
That's happened for this show before.
What? Are you serious? Yeah.
He didn't even know he coached for the Eagles.
Yeah, right.
Jeez.
Yeah, so they brought Watson in, and there was no question of you know who you were going to draft at that point in time. And you had to do your due diligence, and you're looking for that one separator or whatever it is. But don't you think if John Dorsey really was the guy who found Pat, and I'm not trying to dump on John Dorsey because I think he was a really good GM. I mean, look at the guys that were drafted under him. You know, you got Travis Kelce, you got Kareem Hunt. A lot of good players were drafted under John Dorsey and signed by John Dorsey. Yeah. John did a lot of good things here. But if he was the guy that found the greatest quarterback in the NFL's history and the franchise changer, do you think they would have sent John Dorsey packing? They would have looked the other way. They would have figured out the salary cap stuff that they said he was, you know, all that kind of stuff. They knew who the GOAT was. And I think the draft of Patrick Mahomes ultimately laid the groundwork for them to fire John Dorsey and say, Brett Veach knows what the hell he's doing. And that's why it's Brett Veach Town, baby.
And there's only one person so far in the text line. It's the guy that has the original take that's saying it. Like, why can't people give Veach credit? And someone says from the 816, I haven't seen this. I didn't know this existed. There is a great YouTube video about the selection of Mahomes. It's absolutely Brett Veach.
Yeah.
You know, just like Kelce redrafted Kelce brother and Phil. I don't get that one. But yeah, he drafted the Kelce brothers.
Yeah.
And then somebody from the 816. We all know it was Veach who discovered Mahomes, and he gives credit to Brett Veach
all the time. And Brett Veach is the GM, and John Dorsey, I think, is in Detroit right now as like an assistant or something like that. Yeah. And whatever the case may be. Right.
And another wrong text because they're, I guess they are offensive, but they're not. You know, skill sets, what you should have probably said, but it says Veach being a scout, it was his job. We haven't seen Veach draft an offensive player since, LOL, and his big three all were Dorsey. Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith are offensive, right?
Last I checked, they were. Okay. Yeah.
Are we
going to sit here? How about he drafted a world-class defense in one draft?
Right.
Basically one round. Karloftis and McDuffie, bang, bang.
Yeah. No, I mean, Veach was head of scouting department, I think. And then Andy Reid the whole time brought him over from Philadelphia.
He was fetching cheeseburgers for Andy in Philadelphia, right? That's talk about work your way up. He would legitimately has told stories. Yeah, Andy would call, we'd go get cheeseburgers at McDonald's, bring them back to the complex. Like, he worked his way up. So did Matt Nagy. Matt was selling real estate in Philadelphia. Brett Veach is like, hey, Andy, talk to my guy Matt. Maybe he can help out.
And someone brings up, I don't think it was a team thing. I think it was a team thing. I don't think both are responsible for their own. I think getting Mahomes, it wasn't just Veach or just Dorsey. I think it's just the majority. And I think that's a good text. I really do. But I think it's the majority is on Veach. Like, if it's a group project, John Dorsey just gave the speech. Brett Veach did the project.
Of course, yeah.
And, like, that's okay. Like, that was my college career. Like, when we did mass communication and did speeches, it was like, hey, Dusty, none of us want to talk. You're good at doing that. Why don't you just focus on that and putting the tripod together? Okay, cool. Sounds good. Or the PowerPoint.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that's fine. They're like, that's all you need to do. We'll give you the information, and then you decide where to put it, and then you speak about it. Awesome. I still got an A. The group still got an A, but the majority of the work were the people that did the research and the studying and the bullet points, and I just put it all together, printed it off, laminated, and then was out there like, let me talk to you guys about, you know, X, Y, and Z.
But see, that's how it works in the real life. Like, the higher you get in your job and the more money you make, technically the less work you should do because you should have the people under you and hire the right people to do a good job. Right. And that's what Andy Reid and John Dorsey did when they got here. They hired the right people. They did their job. They brought the players to John Dorsey and Andy Reid, and ultimately they made that final decision. But the scouts are the guys who are finding these players.
And also, to your credit,
to, and again, the disrespect for John Dorsey in this town is comical, is another text from the same number.
Nobody's disrespecting John.
I don't, it's not disrespect. It's just trying to prove our point of who did what. Also, didn't Brett Veach draft Isaiah Pacheco in the seventh round?
He did.
He's okay.
He's pretty good.
What about Rashee Rice? He okay?
Brett got him too, yeah. A
couple offensive players as well that he's found. Yeah. We all have duds, right? Like, we have takes that don't land. We have stuff that doesn't
work. It happens all the time, but Brett Veach doesn't have many duds, Dusty. Mm-hmm. I mean, people want to go back to Breland Speaks.
Yeah. From the 913, is my number blocked? No, I just don't feel like texting, but I can talk to you. So, yeah, I mean, there's no disrespect to John Dorsey. The one thing that was his catalyst was that he just didn't know how to do a he didn't know how to structure a salary cap.
Right.
And now you have Brett Veach, who's able to do that. So, yeah.
And can locate talent and draft talent and work with agents. Like, I think as long as Brett Veach is here as GM, he's always going to kind of be under Andy Reid, because he should be up for executive of the year too, and he doesn't ever win that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Andy, come on. If you're going to give credit for Andy Reid for being the executive of the year, then he has to be coach of the year as well.
And that all goes back to our poll question, which you can find on at the Fan 965. Who's more responsible for the Chiefs dynasty, the Philadelphia Eagles or the Buffalo Bills? And right now, 84% of you think the Buffalo Bills, which is awesome. Speaking of dynamic duos, because there was a duo yesterday that won a couple of awards. Bobby Witt Jr. and Sal Perez both have some silver added to their house.
How cool was that? That would be the cool one to win. I know, like,
putting that on the mantle.
Yeah.
Like, the home run derby bat's always special. Yeah. I mean, that glass bat.
Like, the coolest thing ever was, like, when, like, was it Adidas gave Zach Greinke that samurai sword?
Yeah.
That's cool.
No, the coolest thing ever is when they showed Mahomes playing VR video games and he had his MVP trophy on the mantle.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
To me was like, what's that? Okay.
Yeah, no, you put that silver slugger right there where your sound bar is.
Heck,
right?
Yeah, dude. Like, that's such a cool award to have, like that silver bat.
Yeah.
And then you put the gold glove because, oh gosh, what was his name? Denier? Was that Bob Denier?
Bobby Denier?
Yeah, I knew his stepson or his son. And went to his house and saw his gold glove.
Oh.
And it was like one of those cool things.
That is wild. Yeah,
yeah. Bob Denier. I did some construction and stuff when I was younger as a summer job in high school. And his son worked with us. And I was like, oh my God, that's a gold glove. He goes, yeah, my dad is a pretty good defensive player. And I was like, dang, and it's huge.
I had no idea he won a gold glove. That's that's awesome, man.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. And but no, Bobby and Sal won silver sluggers.
Yep.
They're up there as like the new duo. Right? Like one of the, I mean, I know Bobby's going to outwit and outlast and outplay Survivor. Salvador Perez.
He's going to outwit, you said?
Yeah. Like that's right. That's And, but I think it's a new time for the Royals after what we've seen here. And like I've told you before, this last season, you know, they went out and they had reconstructive facial surgery, right? Mm-hmm. Like they got a new jawline. They went full Matt Rife. And they got a new jawline, a new nose, new eyes, new everything. They had to reconstruct their entire look because they went from 56 wins to 86 wins. And Lugo's in a finalist for a Cy Young. Your manager's in a finalist for Manager of the Year. Your future, your face of your franchise is in the finalist for MVP. And this year, you've already locked up one of your starters that you went and got last year with part of that whole thing, which was Lugo and Waka and signing Bobby Witt Jr. and getting guys like Hunter Renfro to be little pieces, which, you know, whatever they are, but they still went out and made moves. And then this year, it's like they need a batting arm. Like, it doesn't have to be like the best arm.
Right.
It doesn't have to be, you know, the super greatest bat in the lineup, but it needs to be a bat that can contribute. And if we do that, we got to the ALDS, the Royals got to the ALDS last year, and now with just a little bit more, just a tad bit more, a little touch up, a little collagen in the bottom lip, you know, you could be in the ALCS.
Yeah, but you also have to look at everything as well when you approach this offseason. Where can we get better? And I think that with the exception, when I look at position players, with the exception of shortstop and catcher, because I like Fermin as well at catcher, you can get better at just about every other position on the diamond. So, you know, people always say you can't get rid of that guy, you can't get rid of this guy. I always go, the Chiefs traded Tyreek Hill and won two straight Super Bowls. So everybody, for the most part, except for Bobby, I would think, and Reagans and Salvi, are kind of expendable pieces, and you should look to find ways to upgrade. Anthony Santander is the perfect bat for me. That's who I love. I've loved him for the last couple of years and would love to see him here in Kansas City and play in the outfield because I think he's got a great bat. He'd be a lot of fun to add into kind of the equation here. But this is good times for the Royals, but you can't stop trying to get better. And they won't, right? Like, there's no doubt in my mind. Like, I don't believe that JJ is sitting with his feet up on the desk right now going, hey, John, see what we did last year? Because the minute you get into that mindset, that's when you fail the following year. They're going to continue to press forward. We have seen the ownership is committed to spending money, and that's a great thing to have here in Kansas City. Like, this could be a fun offseason, Dusty. Like, I'm really excited about the potential of this offseason. However, comma, I did see something yesterday that they say it's going to be one of these slow-moving off-seasons again and whatnot, which reminds me of my take from last week. We need to be more like football and basketball. Let's explode out of the gate for the first 3 days of free agency and make this a fast-paced event.
Yeah, I mean, like, put like a time,
you've got the 48 hours of tampering and then free, like, and it just boom, 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 and all the guys sign. Like, I was listening to something yesterday, and like, the free agency in basketball started July 1st, right? Mm-hmm. By July 4th, LeBron was already signed. Like, you're getting all of this happening fast, fast, fast. That's how baseball, I think anyway, could have a better offseason by having a free agency period like the NBA and the NFL.
The other thing that's interesting about baseball that's not really the same for other, like, basketball, it's kind of like the first domino falls, everything else kind of falls after. Like, football's the same way. Like, oh, Devontae Adams was traded. Then it was like, this guy, this guy, this guy. They're like, Amari Cooper gets traded. Devontae Adams gets traded, right? DeAndre Hopkins gets traded. It was like, there's the domino effect. With baseball, like, everybody knows that, like, only the super rich are going to get the big free agent. Like, seeing Juan Soto go to Boston, if he does, doesn't necessarily mean free agency has started. It just means that, like, okay, Boston started, and they went and got a guy. Then there's this kid that's coming out of Japan, I think, and he's, you know, of course, I keep seeing him in a Royals hat.
Yeah, right.
But I know, like, I know that's not happening.
Do you know what the Angels paid Japan to get Ohtani?
$90 million?
$2.5 million.
Oh, that was it. What was it? Was it Dice K that set the big market?
I think it was Boston.
Just to talk to Dice K, Boston gave him like $50 million.
Well, you know how it works, right? You just submit envelopes and the teams open them, and whoever has the most gets them.
I mean, that's a good one. What do you do with the other envelopes? Keep them as well?
You don't cash them in,
disappear.
I guess.
Yeah. Or they go to Ohtani's interpreter.
That's right.
No, but Bobby and Sal being a duo in Kansas City, I think, which we'll see for the next three.
How long do you think Sal's got left
in Kansas City?
No. I don't think he goes anywhere else.
I do.
You do?
The greats always do. I mean, look,
they always never do anything.
But you just don't remember it, right? Yeah. Like, Ichiro put a Miami Marlins jersey on. Nobody
remembers that, right?
And watch him not get 100% votes to the Hall of Fame, as he should. Guarantee you there'll be like 97%.
Well, he didn't talk to me one night in Tampa, so I'm not voting for him.
People forget Frank Thomas played for the A's.
I forgot Frank Thomas played for the A's. Yeah,
right?
That's
so,
right.
Like, there's guys like that that you're like, you think of the Big Hurt, you think of like the White Sox pinstripes, and that's it. 35, right?
Yeah.
Great shoes. But
that's funny you said that, because as soon as you said the A's, I went right to his feet. I'm like, yeah, he had worn great shoes.
Yeah, dude. Frank Thomas had great shoes.
He did. Yes.
I had a pair in baseball. I loved it. The Big Hurts. But KC duos, right? Dynamic duos in KC. Mahomes, Kelsey, obviously, is top of the list. I don't think you trump that list. Those two at the top.
I was going to say, does Andy and Veach trump Mahomes and Kelsey?
No. Entertainment. They're just so quiet behind the scenes, right?
Yeah.
Like, Andy Reid's funny when he's Bumbleroski and the Tendies and stuff like that. But, like, Mahomes and Kelsey, it's like every time you watch a game, no matter if it's the 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 5 o'clock rock, you're seeing Mahomes and Kelsey commercials.
Yeah.
That's where we're at right now. DT and Neil.
That's a good duo. Yeah.
Big duo in the 90s.
Yeah. And I think Neil has earned back his graces here in Kansas City, right?
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
if you haven't yet,
years,
like, you know,
whatever.
It's all right.
He's banging the damn drum and everyone's cheering. So.
Right.
Brett and who?
Well,
was it Brett and Frank?
It was, but it's not anymore. I mean, Frank can't even.
Is it Brett and Shaves?
I think it's Willie Wilson.
Okay. I
think it's Brett and Willie Wilson. Like, people forget how good Willie Wilson was.
Yeah.
Find somebody to run the bases like that, man, play center field. Willie Wilson was, you know, one heck of a baseball player.
Right.
So that's who I would go to. I think it's Brett and Willie Wilson now. And obviously, revisionist history, nobody likes Frank anymore. But Frank wasn't as good as everybody thought he was. People thought Frank was good because we didn't have a lot of good players. He's a .259 career hitter and a .219 hitter in the postseason. That's not good. It's about his record in Jackson County.
Yeah. Did we miss any? Because, I mean, I know there's not a lot of duos because we haven't had a whole lot of, like, success like other people have had throughout time.
You know who's never had a real long-term duo? Chris Jones. Like, for Frank
Him
Clark
and Frank,
for a
that
minute,
was it.
But it wasn't long.
Karlaftis, maybe, if he could get better, which is not I'm not trying to take a shot.
Yeah. But maybe, but that's still a to-be-determined. Like, Bolton's never really had somebody there. And
Houston and Tomba's got to be up there, right?
Houston and Tomba's is a pretty good duo, yeah. Yeah,
Mac would be like good. Eric and Barry.
Yeah.
Mahomes and Hill. I mean,
yeah, that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That was just that
fun few years.
Yeah.
Boy, I'd do anything to see that again. Just for like a game.
and then you can take it away.
And then bye-bye.
It's like I haven't had a Laffy Taffy in probably 10 years. I don't crave it, but boy, I would. It's
stuck in your teeth.
But I loved the watermelon one that had the good fake seeds. Yeah. Like, just to have that again.
How come watermelon candy flavor never tastes like watermelon, the fruit? Same with banana.
Haas and Mousse is the one we missed.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Jeez.
Mac, you can have the next 2 minutes. Yeah, I'll see my
you're
way.
Done. We're going to see our way out of this.
Whatever you want to talk about, go ahead. Lead it away.
All right, so the Volunteers this weekend.
Okay, we're back. I do want to give a shout out. You talk about great
damn
heroes.
Damn it, I'm so sorry, Kansas City. I failed you.
You tried. He
golly, Moose and Haas is right there waiting.
How do we screw that one up? What about Kane and Salvi, too?
Oh, that too. Damn it. Call in right now. 913-586-7965. Call in right now and tell me how much I suck.
Yeah. How about Ned and Dale Swaim?
Dante and Dick.
Yeah. You're not wrong about that. That was, I mean, you talk about guys changing lives for people. Vermeil did that for Dante Hall. Believed in that guy. And like, anytime I talk to Dante about Vermeil, we have these conversations. He starts like getting emotional about it because that guy changed his entire life.
How did I miss
I love
Moose
Dick. The other, it's not a duo, but let's give a little shout out Bill Self this morning, becoming the all-time winningest coach in Kansas basketball
592?
History. I think it's 591, if I'm not mistaken. Am I mistaken? Is it 592?
I don't know.
I'll go look.
I haven't watched college basketball yet. It's
well,
November.
I know.
Although Mac and I were talking last night about Cooper Flagg, I'm like, you do know our boss is probably going to love what you're texting me right now.
No, he doesn't because he's out on college basketball. No, 591 it says. Yeah.
Okay.
So Bill gets that win, passes Fog Allen for the winningest coach in KU history, tied the record by beating North Carolina, broke the record by beating Tom Izzo. That's a pretty good way to kind of go into the history books. And sometimes we forget, like, we're living in an era right now where we have Andy Reid, greatest Chiefs coach of all time, Bill Self, maybe the greatest college basketball coach of all time. You know, Q's very quickly becoming, if
you got
he wins,
him over Wooden? Because of the era?
Well, I mean
John Wooden did the whole, like, Celtics thing of, like, when they had Bill Russell. Like, just nobody could, like...
I don't know. It's hard to compare eras. Like, Bill's doing it through many different eras now, too.
God, how did I miss Moose and Haas?
How did I miss Moose and Haas, too? Like, that really sucks. So we were just talking about Hosmer, too.
I'm terrible. Beasler and Zuzi. There's another one I missed.
That's a good one, yeah.
Shawinga and Cooper.
Would you say Curtis Townsend belongs in the duo with Bill
How
Self?
About that? That's a good one.
Yeah, man, right?
No, because Curtis has been here
been
since
the
day
whole time,
one.
Man.
Yeah, I like that. All right, I'll give you that
yeah,
for fun
that.
Sake.
Give
yeah,
that. He deserves some.
And by the way, is Hunter Dickinson older than Perry Ellis currently?
Hunter Dickinson, dude, that guy's still there. Like, I'm watching it and they're like, I did have the introduction on before I went and got a couple cocktails at Third Street last night. And they're like, it's Billis, and he's just like, look, they're going to run it through their big three they've been doing for the last, you know, couple years, Dwan Harris and KJ and Hunter Dickinson. I'm like, really? Okay. Oh, man.
Bill Self, though, is a friend of the show, by the way. Also, he's so good at what he does. Like, he's got a photographic memory. He's a chameleon, can relate to anybody, just does nothing but win games. Great human being. Like, I'm so happy that Bill Self got that last night, was able to become the winningest coach in Kansas basketball history because he deserves it, and he's just been phenomenal. In all this changing landscape when coaches are quitting and moving on and doing other things, Bill's like, yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll be good. And they're still one of the best teams in the country. He's unbelievable. Unbelievable human. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable head coach. So, Coach, congratulations this morning on becoming the all-time winningest coach in Kansas basketball history. The question is, who replaces Bill Self when he decides to leave, too? Like, ugh. Wouldn't want to have to hire that guy or be that guy who takes over for Bill Self.
Well, a lot of people thought that about Bill Self. He took over for Roy Williams,
yeah.
Lost in the first round of the tournament, back-to-back years. Bucknell, Bradley, the rest was history.
The rest is history.
And then after it's like almost foreshadowed. I know when he got it to a break, but Bill Self loses in the first round to Bucknell and Bradley and then becomes the only team to win a national championship when all four number one seeds make it. Yeah. Mind erased. Kind of like when Dusty forgets to say that Moose and Haas are a top two duos. I love this text from 816. Thank you. This is hilarious. Takes years to build good reputation and only moments to ruin it. Dusty forgetting Moose and Haas, SMH. No doubt about it.
I forgot him too.
I can't believe that. Kirk Heinrich and Nick Carlson. Now we're just getting into KU fandom. Come on now. Both she and Gooden. I can do this all day. Coming up on the other side. What's one?
The Haley twins. Oh, wait. That was Missouri.
The Cavender twins.
Oof. Oh, that's a good duo.
That's a good duo there. Coming up on the other side, what's the greatest one line in a song that you have? Greatest one line in a song that is for you. We do that on the other side. 913-586-7965. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Right back in on 96.5 The Fan. I don't know about you guys, but I say this all the time. Today actually kind of went fast. It's a very doom and gloomy weather report outside. It looks bad.
I'm actually good with the weather today.
Because it's your nap day?
No, because I need it for my lawn.
Oh.
And we're in a drought still here in Kansas City, so we need to get through that.
Still can't believe I fumbled the bag today. Moose and Haas, I sincerely apologize to you and the city of Kansas City for failing you once again.
Call Hosmer and get him on the show and go, hey, dude, we forgot about you.
he'd be like, well, I was a fan of the show. But we did ask the question on the other side. What's a lyric and a song that is your favorite of all time?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No doubt for me. This is my favorite line of any song of all time. John Mayer, Last Train Home.
I'm not a fallen angel. I just fell behind. I'm out of luck and I'm out of time.
National City Hawkins Day, ladies, come shoot your shot.
There you go. That's good.
I'm not a fallen angel. Yeah. I just fell behind. I'm out of luck and I'm out of time. That guy is a damn sex symbol. He gets the butterflies going in my stomach. One more time.
I'm not a fallen angel. I just fell behind. I'm out of luck and I'm out of time.
That is one of the greatest albums I've ever had or listened to in my entire life. Sob Rock, John Mayer.
Is that a deep cut by John Mayer?
Last Train Home?
Yeah.
No, that was probably the featured song off that album.
Okay.
I mean, it's not Your Body is a Wonderland, Heartbreak Warfare, you know, stuff like that. But it's a banger.
That's a good one. Mac, what do you got?
A little bit different of a vibe from Dusty.
Cut my life into pieces.
Mine's going to be a different vibe from all y'all.
Yeah, yours is. I love your vibe. Mine is, I can't say thing, but this is Rage Against the Machine. F you, I won't do what you tell me. That'd be mine.
Guerrilla Radio.
Okay.
Be mine. Let's go.
I had that.
All right. Mine comes from a Broadway musical called Avenue Q, and here it is. I will play it for you. There's certain ones I'd like to play, but I can't. Here we go.
Is it French Toast?
Everything in life is only for now.
Everything in life is only for now. And
Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy.
I find myself saying that a lot. To the kids, to my wife, to myself, to my sister, to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in life is only for now. So keep that in mind because, you know, as we talked about earlier in the show, I want to bring back up, you know, what we talked about to kind of start the show this morning about my friend at Smokehouse Barbecue. But like you're going through some stuff, just think that to yourself. Everything in life is only for now. And it's true. It really is. I mean, have you seen Avenue Q? Mac,
I've listened to the soundtrack.
Okay.
I'm not gotten to see it.
It's a fun Broadway show. I know you're a musical guy like I am, so that's why I bring it up. I don't know that Dusty, are you a musical guy?
I try to be, but I don't want to sound snobbish.
Okay.
Because I got the Rage Against the Machine wrong. It's not Guerrilla Radio. I thought it was Guerrilla Radio. Somebody says that song's Freedom. Yeah, it is.
Lights Out.
Oh, you're talking about the song title?
Gotcha.
I can't
say the music guy. No, it's Ray. I get the song.
So musicals, I love. I love Broadway. I love the theater. And so Avenue Q, I think I've seen it 3 times. Mm-hmm. And it's just a fun show, but it's about life and, you know, getting out of college and trying to work your way through the world. And, you know, it ends in a happy ending and everything in life is only for now. And it's a great way to kind of end the show, but it's also a great way and a great thing to kind of think about all the time, too, when you're going through S or whatever. It doesn't seem like anything's going to be working in your direction. Hey, man, everything in life is only for now, including your hair is one of the lines that they say as well. So just keep that in mind. I know people are going through some stuff, but hey, it's only for now, man. It's just only for now.
This song continues to haunt me, but my buddy on Facebook, David, says mine is from Madonna's Like a Prayer.
Great song.
It's like a dream, no end and no beginning.
Yeah.
But we know what that song's like. When you call my name.
Someone says their favorite lyric of a song is my neck, my back. I'll stop there. from the 816, the Wallflowers, One Headlight. I haven't changed, but I know I'm not the same. That's deep.
That's good. I like the deep ones, man.
Lil Wayne, I move in silence like G's in lasagna. That's tight.
That's sick.
That's tight.
Lil Wayne's great.
That's a good one. Let's see here. We got
this
some
is
more.
A good one from the 816. Yeah. She got a big booty, so I call her Big Booty. 2 Chainz.
Yeah, 2 Chainz is wild, man.
What about Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jingle All the Way?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Poetic.
Yeah,
it's truly, really good, right?
Truly.
Yeah. Somebody says, Sublime, I'm too drunk to light the bong. Been there. I shot a man in Reno just to watch him
good
die.
Song. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
I hear a train a-coming.
Yeah, Willie Nelson was good back in the day. Mm.
Johnny Money. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
Great song.
No more.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. You're moving your head. You know you are.
What, the Night at the Roxbury?
Yes, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Another Everyone. One from the 816. Ludacris, move B, get out the way.
Move B, get out the way.
And then
pretty good.
Somebody says, Piano Man, Billy Joel, just pick a line.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Do you believe in love after love from Cher?
Do you believe in life after love after love?
Somebody says it's cheating. It's not. But the chorus to Long Neck Ice Cold Beer Never Broke My Heart.
Oh my God. I've been singing that song and my wife gets so mad.
Really?
Yeah. That looks great.
Long Neck
Ice Cold Beer Never Broke My Heart. If you have my wife's cell phone number, text her that video now.
The world is a vampire.
The world is a vampire.
Stay positive and love your life. Jupiter by 311. Great band.
311 was great.
I think I've seen them 4 times.
Rock and Ron, the Stone bus driver at KU, used to play that all the time. He thought it was 1965 every day.
This is great. From Riff Raff. Jerome Bettis, Versace Lettuce. Oh, man. Oh, gosh. That's great. The Texas mudslide, man. Please tell me why my car is in the front yard and I'm sleeping with my clothes on.
That's a great one. Yeah.
Fishing in the Dark, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Deep Pull. Great song. Way Down Yonder on the Chattahoochee, It Gets Hotter Than a Hoochie Coochie.
That's a good one, too. That's a fun song. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because we said lines, like there was like certain songs I was looking at and considering, and it's like it's more than just one line. It's more than just one line.
From Tom Petty, you can back me up against the gates of hell and I won't back down.
That's a good one,
too. That always reminds me of Mike Sweeney because he was always the first baseman. They play that song before games and he would always throw the, you know, the pregame
it's
rounders.
It's weird how music creates memories, right? I was talking to somebody, I was talking to a friend Ben Maller about that this morning, about music and bump music and how important it is for a show and how it like gets the senses going and you say a song and it reminds you of something, whether good or bad or, you know.
I do have one from the Eagles. Some Dance to Remember, Some Dance to Forget.
That is a good one. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then there's the Led Zeppelin. What's he say? The soul of the woman was created from below or something like that. It's a Led Zeppelin song. I didn't totally mess that up, but it's something like that. But yeah, I forget about that Hotel California line. Some Dance to Remember, Some Dance to Forget. What a song. Yeah. You got to fight for your right to party.
Finally. Took long enough.
The one that got me when I was a kid
what
was
about 1738.
That's a good one.
Great.
The one that got me as a kid was Everything Has Fallen to Pieces, Earth is Dying, Help Me Jesus, Anthem Part 2, Blink-182. Laws that rule the school and workplace, laws that caution, 16's unsafe. kids can't vote, adults elect them. That's a that song changed my life. That whole album changed my life, actually. But
Goosebumps.
Yeah. Yep. What's one line in the song that is your favorite? 913-586-7965. We get back to a terrible take from Cam Stewart on the other side. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.